Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Chicago, bring this back. Welcome back to the show, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. A lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business, including the body of work that Rich Galen has deposited with us over the years. You can go back and find his suite in our Brain Trust, the Brain Trust list. Rich Galen is a political operative of the Republican persuasion. He's got a lot of credentials, folks, going all the way back, formerly working for Speaker Gingrich when he was Speaker of the House. And as I mentioned, he's of the Republican persuasion. His thrice-weekly cyber column, although it's August, so that means it's only twice a week, is Mullings.com, M-U-L-L-I-N-G-S.com. Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. Your old boss is not doing so well. He's basically out, right, even though he hasn't admitted it?
Yeah. We're talking about Newt Gingrich. The problem with Newt is that A, he hadn't run for public office since 1998, and the rust really showed in the early days. And it's just that the world has changed so much in terms of that kind of politics that he just wasn't ready for it. And it's unfortunate because he is still a great thinker, political thinker.
I actually thought he would do better. I mean, I predicted one of my predictions for 2011 was that he would do better than he has. So I'm really disappointed in him. But Michelle Bachmann came in third, and even though Paul came in second, nobody's considering him a serious...
Michelle Bachmann came in first, yeah.
I mean, first, and Paul came in second. And so nobody considers Paul to be a serious contender. Mitt Romney was not involved in he did not take part in the straw polls, even though he was part of the debate and he was on the ballot, but he didn't focus on it. So he's still he's considered the front runner. And now imagine all these other guys who've been working their backsides off, and all of a sudden a guy gets in 2 days ago. We're talking about Perry, the governor of Texas. And now he's already automatically one of the top three, and these other guys are basically, you know, not even in sight anymore.
Yeah, it's one of the oddities of politics. But, you know, one of the issues that Rick Perry, who I've known forever, is going to be facing is that it doesn't matter how long you took to put your team together. When they get on the field, they still have to sort of learn to play with each other.
Yeah.
It's like a baseball team. You got to learn who goes where on a bunt. And I went through this with Fred Thompson 4 years ago at almost exactly the same time. The mistakes that are absolutely going to get made, if they get at the beginning of a campaign, if you make them in February or March, that's right. One thing. You make them in August and September, and that's something else. And people start kind of going, well, maybe if he can't manage this campaign, maybe he can't manage.
Well, see, small business owners can appreciate that, Rich, because we know that we need to learn from all the little mistakes we make when we start our business. And yep. and it's the reason why it's probably a good thing that small business owners don't have a lot of capital in the early days, because we just blow through it with all the stupid mistakes we make.
That's exactly right.
And like it's the same thing with candidates, isn't it?
It is exactly the same thing, because you don't have a chance to ramp up. You have to start with a fully formed staff. So the day you open the doors, literally money is flowing out the door like out of a fire hydrant.
But he ought to be able to pick up some pretty sharp guys, though, Perry, shouldn't he? With some of the, I mean, these other campaigns that are going to be falling out. What's the guy's name from Minnesota?
Plenty,
yeah, who dropped out. His guys, I mean, they ought to be pick up some folks. So, what do you think we are now with? By the way, Bachmann, you know, Bachmann has never run. She's never been an executive in politics, but she's no lightweight. I mean, she's got some experience. She's raised a family, and her family story is incredible. But also, they've made a payroll, and that impresses me. She's no lightweight, is she?
No, she's not. And if you look at the kind of tape of her campaigning 6 weeks ago before the New Hampshire debate, when she sort of snuck up on everybody, including me, And you look at her now, boy, she's learned a lot about how to be a really first-rate campaigner. And her senior staff, Ed Rollins, Ed Goaz, people like that, have really helped her understand that you come up. She's got four or five pillars to her campaign, and you can't knock her off those pillars. Pawlenty found that out Thursday night when he tried, and she just stood there rock solid.
She has her principles. She said you lead from principles. So who is going to be there's only going to be two left over at the end of the day, a vice president, president and vice president. Who's going to be the likely nominee? Which of these three, Perry and Bachman and Romney, which is going to be the presidential candidate, which is going to be VP?
If I had to bet a quarter now, and I wouldn't put much more than that on it, I would bet that Romney will end up being the nominee and that Marco Rubio will be his VP choice, the senator from Florida. He's kind of a threefer. He's a favorite of the Tea Party, so you get that. He's Hispanic, which we've never had on a national ticket before. And he's from Florida, which is going to be, again, a very important
And he's case. Got similar principles and pillars to Bachman. But don't
and Perry,
you,
yeah.
Don't you think Bachman will appeal to moderate women?
No.
Independent women?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that's likely to be Perry's problem as well. My fear for Perry, again, whom I like a lot, is that his in-your-face religion may scare off independents.
That does.
And when you get down to it, Republicans want to beat Obama.
It will not be Perry and Bachman or vice versa for sure. It won't be that duo.
No, that's.
But you don't think Romney will? You don't think Romney would choose Bachman?
I don't. We'll see when we get down there.
Okay.
He might, but we haven't been. We weren't that successful with a female vice presidential candidate.
Yeah. Stand by. Quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to see what it's going to take for the Republicans to get Mr. Obama out of the White House. Tintail, stay with us.
I was a dandy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.